You know, we were trying to be like Lester Bangs and Hunter Thompson without any of the work investment or education or time, because we, you know, we like the drugs part and the drinking part and the being high, you know, whatever part. But not the, like, sitting at the typewriter, cranking it out, actually trying to write good, you know, or even, like, thinking about prose. Just the idea of, I got drunk last night, how do I work that into this story, you know? We got really into the gonzo and the self-focus of the, we picked up that part. We didn't pick up any of the poignancy or brains or cleverness. Oh, there was, yeah, there, I'm, and yes, and I grew up reading National Lampoon and Underground Comics. So that totally warped my sense of humor. And we did a lot of funny, funny things. But in White Noise, you know, I don't think there was a, you know, there's a lot of clever things and funny things, but, like, there wasn't anything that was, like, great journalism. I could be wrong. I could go back and read it. I mean, the poetry thing was called Everyone Thinks They're a Poet, you know. And I remember, yeah, we never had to pay cover at Bookies, ever, except when Jay Giles played, and it was $2, and I wouldn't go. Fuck that. I'm not paying $2. I don't even like Jay Giles anymore. So, White Noise, you know, I quit it after a while. Because it was weird, because Paul, even like the White Noise, published or edited by Paul. I do all the work, Zimmerman, or Paul X. He had a different last name every issue. And I get, Jerry, I get all the credit, vile, because I get all the credit for the magazine. It's like I was the figurehead, just like this de facto figurehead.